We are joined in the media center after the AAA Texas Fall Nationals 32nd edition. Pro Stock Motorcycle winner Eddie Krawick, Screaming Eagle Vance and Hines Harley Davidson, Eddie's sixth win of the 2017 season. One runner-up finish. Last win was Redding. 42nd career win, 28 runner-ups. Matt Hines is the crew chief. Your third win at the Texas Motorplex. Back-to-back wins, points leader in the countdown. And on your way to victory, David Hope, Karen Stover, and Scotty Polachek fell victim. Final round runner-up, of course, Jerry Savoie, who is the reigning champ. Eddie, why is it that this Jersey boy does so well at Texas?
It's the drive to get the cowboy hat. You know, that's basically what it's all about, you know? This track, really, I mean, leaving here, when you get here, you need to do well. Because leaving here kind of sets the tone for how that championship's going to shape up. And for me, I probably put more pressure on myself to do really good here. You know, you need to capitalize on it. For me, I had a perfect weekend for the way it worked out. I went out there, got a lot of points, 10 points, 10 of the little points, as I call them, in qualifying. And then to see the unfortunate situation for the guy that I'm racing the championship in go out on first round, I now looked at it as I need to capitalize on this. This is the opportunity to grab the ball and run with it. And I think that was more of my drive for today. Lucky enough for me, I had a great motorcycle under me. I prided myself in the countdown, and man, on the way I've been driving, and today I drove like horrible. I was kind of struggling to get it off the starting line. I mean, I had a great motorcycle under me. Today is one of those days where I think the team carries you a little bit, and then you carry the team. Well, I was 20 first round, and then I started slipping backwards. It just was really hard with trying to get the bike to leave the starting line and maintaining a good clutch setup for your reaction time. It's kind of that difficult fine line that you walk.
Questions for Eddie Krawick, a name and affiliation.
Mike Hague with Race Day San Antonio. Eddie, talk about the wind today. Was that a factor at all?
Wind played in huge. For me, it was more important to have lane choice going into any round than it was anything. And the reason why is all weekend we've had a right-to-left crosswind. So you're kind of getting your bike set up. You're getting it dialed in to make good, clean runs that way. Now the wind turns the opposite 180, and you got a left-right crosswind at probably about 25 miles an hour. You need that wall to kind of break the wind as it's coming over. And believe it or not, for us, like if we were running right lane versus left lane, the chassis adjustment that we would need to make to get it down the right lane was huge. And I didn't know where to start with that. I had a good baseline and a good idea where to go left lane. So that's why it was like, okay, key thing, left lane, lane choice, make good, clean runs. And I'll tell you, second round against Karen Stover, it got me. It got me really hard in the shutdown area. I sat up, and then I had to yank it hard left, and I got the bike straightened out. But you could tell a lot of motorcycle guys were definitely struggling to get down through there.
Eddie, you were low ET, top speed, number one qualifier, won the race, and he got those little points. You said it was a perfect weekend. It doesn't get better than that when you're a drag racer. You basically swept it.
Yeah, you know, I like the sounds of that, but I know rolling into Vegas, game on. It's different. You know, you need to go and approach every single race like that. The caliber of motorcycles in our class right now, there's legitimately almost anyone, you know, that qualifies can possibly be in and win. Definitely in the top 10. Once you hit the top 10, it can go either way. So you need to – that's where I've been saying riders got to do their job, crew chief's got to do their job, and the tune-up's got to do its job. And as long as you have all that working your direction – You're gonna be running up front.
Can you elaborate a little bit on your reaction times were dropping back? You felt like you were fading back a little bit, and so you don't want that to happen. So you try to do better. What does that entail? You know, you got the bike under you. You feel like you're sliding back with your reaction times. So what do you do next round to be better? Do you amp yourself up? Do you calm yourself down? Do you listen to calming music? What do you do?
I put on some classical and I just sit back and no, far from.
Bubble bath in the lounge.
No, you know, again, as you adapt to track conditions, track sort of was tight here first round and second round, and we were able to hit the tire hard enough to get the bike moving. But then as it gets on later in the weekend, you got to be really careful on how you hit the tire, and because then you build too much wheel speed. I mean, you saw what we did in the semis. We kind of shook the tire really hard, and in the final, we just blew it away. It's kind of, in my opinion, it's we didn't deserve to win based on tuning. We got lucky for those last two rounds, and it rolled our way. But, you know, for me, it's the rider side of it. You need to have good reaction times, because if you have really bad ones, you become vulnerable. If you have 20s and 30s on a tree and you don't leave much room and you know you have a bike that's equally as fast as the other guy, your margin of error gets much smaller. So for me, I wanted to be 30 going in the final. I was 44 or something like that. So just by the way it shook out, some of it was clutch tune-up again. But we just need to keep working on that. And for a rider, I need to stay on the ball and be prepared.
Do you know how big your points lead is?
No, I'm hoping it's about 105 or more. So I don't know what is it, Joe?
I don't have it off the top of my head.
Oh, man. I thought they were
calculating. They got that. But, well, if you are guessing that it's...
Looks like 107 points.
107 points. Thank you very much, Chris. Appreciate it. Well, and what I'm getting at is seeing your closest competitor, Ellie Tonglet, go out in the early rounds and all... by no means is over. Two races remaining. Final race is points and a half. But you are in excellent position to capitalize on this moment.
Well, the way I figure it is, if you want to be comfortable in Pomona, you have to roll out of Vegas with 130 points. Because Pomona is going to be a point and a half race. So instead of 20 rounds, it's 20 points per round. It's 30 points per round. So do four rounds, you're at 120. Plus you got little points that now it's going to go 4-3-2-1. So when you factor all that into it, you really have to have at least 130 points rolling into Pomona if you want to be comfortable. Yes, I mean, if you had 100 or 80, or at this point, even if you had 10, it's a little bit of a cushion, but it's not a safety cushion. So I really just want to go to Vegas, do the best I can, and hopefully come out of there very successful.
Any other questions for Eddie? Eddie, why are you not wearing the cowboy hat right now?
Well, because I figured I'm a Jersey guy, and everybody kept telling me I put that hat on backwards, and other people told me I looked like an idiot, and, you know, I don't know.
Who told you that after you just won?
Well, my teammates all told me I look like an idiot, but they're from Southern California, so come on.
That makes perfect sense. Hey, so come on. Eddie, congratulations.
Thanks, guys.